Estimated marginal means are the best estimate of the mean of the population represented by that condition of the main effect, taking into account the relationships among the DV, the IVs, and their interaction. It's the same thing as saying that a regression weight is a better estimate of the unique contribution of that variable than is the simple correlation. The more you take into account, the better the estimate. The whole basis for this course and most of what else you're going to take is the idea that on average, more complicated models are more accurate. It's not a guarantee, but on average, the more of the causal agents that you put into a model or their excellent proxies, the better you do at estimating the outcome. All right, so how are they estimated? Each factorial model has a corresponding multiple regression. We have a regression weight for the main effect of A, the regression weight for the main effect of B, and a regression weight for the interaction of A and B. That's a multiple regression. Those are multiple regression weights. So it's talking about the unique contribution of that effect to the model controlling for everything else. Nothing changes just because they're now categorical instead of quantitative. And for those of you who really know GLM, allow me a few shortcuts. For each participant, we can compute their estimated score from the model and then compute the average estimated score for each marginal group. So in other words, I can go in here and I can say, okay, this happy little highly motivated boy, based on their gender and their motivation and the interaction between those, I can calculate their expected performance score. And I can do that for everybody in all four conditions. And then I can go in and I can take all of the boys and calculate their average estimated mean. Make sense? All I'm doing is cranking out Y primes and then making averages out of the ones that I want to. I put all the boys in one average, I put all the girls in another average. I put all the motivated in one average, I put all the unmotivated in the other average. All they are is average Y primes for particular groups. The main effect F tests are tests of these estimated marginal means. Hang on to this, I probably should have made this another color. It should be like green or something that really grabs your attention on a Friday. The main effect F tests are tests of these estimated marginal means. The main effect F tests are not tests of either the unweighted or the weighted marginal means. Because the F tests are really the F test instead of a T test of this regression weight. Right? We're used to having the regression weight that reflects the unique contribution of that variable. We get a T test and a P value. T squared equals F. For whatever reason, when they decided to express these statistical analyses, they decided to express them in an ANOVA table with Fs instead of a regression weight table with Ts and Ps. But T squared is F, P is the same. So that's the real important part you got to hang on to. When you look at those main effect F tests, they are not an F test of the marginal means it just gave you. It's an F test of the estimated marginal means you have to go ask for separately. Sorry, it's screwed up just that way. Here's some means, here's some F tests, but no little dancing figure comes out from the bottom of the thing and says, but they don't match, but they don't match. I wish it did. Effect sizes. This is exactly the same slide that we had from the 2x2 because nothing has changed. If you've got an F, you can calculate the effect size that goes with that F, whether it's a two-group main effect F, a K-group main effect F, or an interaction F. Fs turn into Rs like that. Okay? If you want to talk about any pair of means, whether they're simple effects or marginal effects, you need two means and an error term. That gives you a D. You plug it into this, you get an R. That's what the computators do. In fact, you'll notice in the computators that it asks you for both the effect degrees of freedom and the error degrees of freedom, so it does a slightly better job of estimating using that slightly more complicated model.